So I'm just going to get to the core of the question of white people and the issue of reparations to African people. I am here as a member of the African People Solidarity Committee. This is the organization that was formed by Chairman Omalia Shetela and the African People Socialist Party in their struggle for the liberation of Africa and African people everywhere. They called for an organization of white people who would work under the leadership, for the first time in history, instead of working under the leadership of white power, we would work under the leadership of black power. That we would work under the leadership of the movement for liberation of African people by going into the white community to organize other white people to say that if we want to be part of the future of this planet, we have to begin to take our blinders off, to recognize our parasitic relationship to the peoples on the planet Earth, and to say that the only way that there's even going to be a planet is for Africa to be free, is for all oppressed and colonized peoples on this planet to be free from the yoke of U.S. imperialism, which is attempting to choke the peoples on the planet and has for the last 500 or more years. If we want to join humanity, we have to begin to take responsibility for what white Europeans, North Americans, whatever you want to call us, Caucasians, what we have done to everybody else so that our kids could go to college because Kenneth Griffin was shot down, or because Aaron Forbes was shot down, and that relationship is there. We begin by saying that this isn't a question of some white people going to a class to unlearn racism. Because believe me, the struggle for African liberation doesn't give anything about what is the ideas in our brains. What they are saying is go out and take a stand and take responsibility and join a strategy for liberation and participate in that under the leadership of the Movement for African Liberation. And that's what the APSC has been challenged to do for the last 27 years. The thing about this proceedings today is that we talk about this parasitism, but when you see a tribunal like this, you see the human face of what it is that white power has created and has the conditions that it has imposed on African people in the world. And we begin by saying that the only reason that white people or Europeans have power, have wealth, even have the experience of democracy is because we live in a system that was built on the theft of the land of the indigenous people and the enslavement of African people, the theft of the resources of Africa, bringing them into Europe and creating this world economy that we benefit from. There's nothing that we did. The myths, we are thrifty, we are smarter, we have the best civilization, is a lie. We are the ones who went out and created the suffering on the planet. I think it's a telling thing because in studying history, the true history, we can see that for thousands of years, Africa had a scientific, artistic, spiritual, and human civilization that is unparalleled on the planet Earth. And all of that, as I know will be discussed, was open to anyone who came to share in that. The scientific and medical knowledge was open to people who could come to Africa to study that. But when Europeans came, they stole the science. They stole it and burned the libraries at Alexandria and other places in the typical way that would continue over the years to follow, and then said that the science and the knowledge belonged to Europeans and claimed it as Greek and Roman civilization, when in fact even that alone was stolen, and those civilizations colonized Africa as well. I just want to say that we have a debt to pay. It's not going to be, oh, can't we all get along? No, we have our debt to pay. The white society does. There is a price, and that is reparations in the deepest sense. All the resources, $4.1 trillion, everything, the art, the science, all of it belongs to Africa and the peoples on the planet Earth. September 11th has to tell us that all around the world, people aren't putting up with it anymore. They're saying, you're not taking our resources. You're going to pay a price. That's what's happening in Iraq right now. And that is the struggle right here inside the United States and the struggle for Africa and African liberation. If we want to be part of this planet, we have to be part of humanity. And we have to take responsibility for the past, the present. We have to pay our debt in reparations. And we have to say that we have to, as the chairman says, get a job and take our chances just like everybody else on this planet Earth. Then there will be a future of this planet. And we want to see our victory is the liberation of Africa. Our victory is the liberation of the indigenous people and all oppressed people. No more life. No more for my children, my family, at the expense of all the Kenneth Griffin and Amadou Diallo. That's no life to live. And we say reparations now, Uhuru.